Engaging, timeless, and thought-provoking. The Quran itself refers to Surah Yusuf as the best of stories. Lessons for the young and old, warnings for the oppressor and tyrant, and hope for the broken and abandoned. The tafsir of Surah Yusuf with Maulana Sulaiman Roberts, only on Sabah Muslim.
Now on Friday we discussed verse number 8 of Surah Yusuf. And a quick recap, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions it. قالوا ليوسف وأخوه أحب إلى أبينا منا ونحن عصبة إن أبانا لفي ضلال مبين. Yaqub alayhi salam had special love for Yusuf and his brother Binyamin because their mother had passed away. But the other brothers had picked up on this and it was an issue for them. So they began saying, Yusuf and his brother are certainly more beloved to our father than us. وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَحْ While we are stronger than them. إِنَّ أَبَانَا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ Our father is certainly in manifest error. Now, they considered themselves stronger, either because they were bigger in number. Those were two, and they were, 11? Or, it could be that they were elder. So they were more matured, more physically matured, stronger, able to help the father as he was starting to age. So they couldn't understand that why is it that our father gives them so much of attention. But we explained previously that Yusuf alayhi salam showed remarkable qualities, beauty, character, external and internally excellence and the dream and all of that. Now, this resentment was brewing and they decided, no, our father is not seeing it how he's supposed to be. We are the ones who can help him. We are the ones who can succeed him. Yusuf needs to be removed from the equation. And see, this is what happens. And this is why this week we are discussing sibling rivalry as a theme for our discussion on Sabah al-Muslim in the next hour. The brother sat down, Uqtulu Yusuf. Kill Yusuf. Awitrahuhu ardan yakhlu lakum wajhu abikum. Or cast him away to some land. يَخْلُ لَكُمْ وَجُّ أَبِيكُمْ So that your father's attention may be on you alone. They said, listen, there's only one way. We've got to get rid of Yusuf. Either you get rid of him by killing him, or you get rid of him by ensuring that he goes elsewhere, so that your father's attention can be on you. وَتَكُونُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ قَوْمًا صَالِحِينَ And after this, then you should remain righteous people. Now, this is the fire of malice and jealousy. This is what it does. Some said, let's kill him. Others said, let's just discard him. But we need to get rid of him. Their own brother. They shared one father. They didn't think, what will this do to our father? We worried about the attention that our father is giving Yusuf. We want that attention. But the departure of Yusuf, the removal of Yusuf from the occasion, what will it do to our father? The father that we love, the father that we claim to respect, that they never thought. Because you see, malice and jealousy, when it rages in your bosom, it blinds you. And look at how shaitan created a way out for them. You know, they were Muslims, and at the end of the day, they were believers. They were the sons of a Nabi. They understood about Jannah, Jahannam, Akhirat, all of that. They said, no, look, let's do it, right? After that, we'll make Tawbah. So we'll still be okay. We'll make Tawbah. And we'll score both ways. We get Yusuf out of the equation. Our father's attention is exclusively on us. And then after that, we'll make Tawbah and Allah will forgive us and we'll still, you know, secure Jannah. That's how shaitan works. That, you know, do it, then after that you'll make Tawbah and you'll become very pious. You'll compensate for it. And we know it didn't turn out that way. Their father was then in grief, in perpetual grief, which made them even more frustrated because now that father was not the same person. They didn't think about it. This is how shaitan works. And it caught up with them in the end of the day. They ultimately then had to face the music. And they had to humble themselves in front of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. But there are two great lessons here of how shaitan works. That, you know, he makes you become jealous. He creates a justification that, you know, we need to do this to get what is rightfully ours. And although we know what we're doing is wrong, ultimately we will make Tawbah. That scheme and that stratagem of the devil is still the same. And that's why the lessons of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's story are so relevant to us even today.